Foreign Girls by Elaine Feinstein, with Jenny Agata as Katya and Jenny Stoller as Lena. Episode 2.
Was machst du etwas Neues allein? Der kennt dich noch unglied. Du bist gewesen meine Farbe mit Jungland zu ich.
Do you have Friday nights? Candles, wine, cholla, that kind of thing?
Goodness, no.
Then what does it mean to say you're Jewish? I don't understand.
Der Kantschik in seine Hand.
There was always so much Lena couldn't understand. I remember the smell of Liverpool Street that day, going up to see Lena after so many years. The smell of the carriages. All the old smoke, like a telephone box. The grime on the trains, the shabby seats.
Where's the train for Cambridge?
Platform 9. You want the other bit of the station today, the dirty bit. Walk down to where it says toilets and turn left, all right?
Have I got time to get the paper?
Well, only if you scuttle.
So, I scuttled. I'm always in a rush somehow. That day, I ended up panting along the platform.
Oh, here! Mind where you're running.
These girls these days with their big boots and skirts up to their knickers.
It was marvellous just to get away from London and leave some of my troubles behind me for a weekend.
Oh, come on, this'll do.
As good as any.
Yeah, we'll be there in time for the meeting. Unless the train sits in the sidings like it did last time.
Oh, I don't much care. We're bound to win. It's perfectly obvious why there aren't as many women professors.
Quite intolerable to have standards reduced any further.
Can't please them. They're never satisfied.
Is that seat free?
Yes, of course, young lady. Yes. Here, let us help you with your case.
Can I put it on the rack for you?
You up for the day, are you?
The weekend.
I thought as much. Lucky fella.
Dear Lena, there's so much you never understood. Life was so straightforward for you. I envied that. My life was always such a mess. You were never in trouble. You set out every morning of your life with your homework packed and your pencils in their case, and I don't think you were ever late for anything. I thought of that as I travelled up to Cambridge, through those broad, wide fields. Hardly a tree to clutter them. And no hedges. Clear as the sky. I remembered your bringing me into your old home long ago. And everything was in order there, too.
Hello, Katya. Working hard, girls?
Well as I can.
Not as hard as Lena, I'll be bound. Her eyes will drop out if she goes on like she does.
Leave them alone. They want to do well, that's all. How's your mother, Katya? I heard she was ill.
Well, she's fine now.
I heard she was quite poorly. Nothing serious, I hope.
She's all right. I told you.
I'm sorry, Katya. I didn't mean to pry.
Oh, let's get on with it, Katya.
Oh, these girls, you can't ask them anything. Come on, Sadie.
You couldn't wait to tell them about Greta, could you? Your family doesn't seem to have any troubles. How is that?
They just don't talk about them, I suppose.
Do you think your father has love affairs?
Certainly not.
How can you be so certain?
Well, I don't know, of course, but I can't see how he'd have the time.
I mean, he's in his surgery all morning, and he's here in the afternoons, unless he's called out.
But maybe he's called out by other women.
Well, I suppose it's possible, but...
I mean, he's healthy. He's not ugly.
Well, all men aren't philanderers, are they?
All the ones I know are. What about your mother? Do you think she has affairs?
You must be joking. I shouldn't think she ever did. Not even when she was young.
She rather frightens me, your mother.
She looks severe, I know, but she's kind.
She disapproves of me. I feel she does.
Look, are we going to do any revision today or not? Let's get comfortable.
Comfortable? You were always comfortable. It's the comfort I remember most. The big purple towels in the bathroom. All the food. And the garden, with the trees of Victoria plum, and nothing out of control or out of place. There was enough space in your house to have a room just for storing Cox's apples. They came from your own trees, and they lay there on their wooden slats, smelling rich and sweet. You took one whenever you wanted. The flesh was a deep yellow. No other apples ever tasted like those. And I remember your huge square bedroom, full of light and sunshine, with all the surfaces clear and the cupboards of childish toys all stored away. Of course, you couldn't understand. How could you? One whole year you didn't even notice my father was leaving home. You saw nothing, even when you were in the house.
What is it? Don't you want to revise together anymore?
I can't see the point.
But you always wanted to do well.
I used to.
No!
Who's that?
My mother isn't well.
Should you go and see if she's...
She's sleeping. Calling out in her sleep. I know what it is.
She must be having horrible dreams.
Katya, I must talk to you. Oh, I didn't realize you weren't alone.
Hello.
You didn't tell me you were bringing Lena home.
I don't have to tell you everything.
I saw your piece in The Guardian. A whole page. Even my father was impressed.
Impressed, was he? What did he think of what I was saying?
I don't think he knows much about modern music or Central Europe.
Well, modern. The composers were all dead, but I see what you mean.
We're too busy to talk about it now.
I am sorry to intrude.
Actually, I'm quite interested.
Oh, honestly, quite interested, are you?
Katya, put your clothes in.
Oh, shut up. Go back to London and leave Mother and I alone.
My little girl doesn't seem to have picked up good English manners.
Oh, go away. I know how to look after my own friends.
Why are you so rude to him? And angry with me?
Because I hate to see the way you melt, like all the others.
You're imagining it. What's wrong with you today? Don't you want to work?
How could I work? I was too worried about Mother. You can't just lie there.
Why not? Oh, turn the record over if you want to be helpful.
It's terrible to watch you. You haven't moved all day.
I answered the phone.
You can't just lie there waiting for the phone to ring.
Oh.
I'll make you a pot of real coffee if you'll come into the kitchen.
He isn't coming back, Katya, is he?
Why don't you work on your stuff for the exhibition?
I haven't the heart for it.
Your painting was for yourself, wasn't it? Why do you need him around for that?
I don't know why.
At least let's have some more cheerful music.
Oh, no, Katya, turn it off. Oh, find some Mozart.
Stefan helped. He understood. He loved Greta, and he was angry with my father. One day he came to our house while Janos was there. Mother was up in her studio refusing to come down, and Janos was pacing about. I suppose he felt guilty. And Stefan quarreled with him in a way I didn't understand then.
What are you doing here, Stefan, I wonder?
I came to see Greta's new paintings. I didn't expect to see you here if it comes to that.
Greta is always so melodramatic. I wonder what she told you.
She said you'd moved out to live with a girlfriend in London. Is that melodrama?
I haven't abandoned Greta, you know. I still pay the rent here.
Greta isn't worried about the rent.
I am sorry, Stefan. I know Greta has been like a mother to you.
What sticks in my throat, Janos, is the treachery.
Come on, Stefan. I've been completely honest, completely open. These things happen every day.
To throw over a woman like Greta for a few weeks' pleasure.
I haven't thrown anyone over.
She's hurt.
Stefan, you're very young.
You aren't even apologetic. You think it's all right that anything you do is justified because you have to struggle and you're living in exile.
I haven't said any of that. Oh,
people like you behave the same way everywhere. They always think of themselves as victims.
I don't wish to argue with you, Stefan. Let's talk of something else. It's not your business. And you know Greta is an artist. She's tougher than you imagine, you know. She will be fine.
You deceive yourself.
I heard all the quarrels between them with a kind of thrill. Stefan was saying everything I didn't say. Didn't dare, because Greta didn't want me to say it. Because I had to worry for her. Because she might... I always knew she might decide. All my life, I knew how vulnerable she was. Stefan was so brave and clever. The trouble was, he thought I was only a little girl... And he had no time for me.
When are you going back to Oxford?
I may stay till tomorrow.
Then let's go to the play at the little theatre. It's a new Pinter. Do you think you'd like that?
I'm not staying here for entertainment. I thought perhaps I could help Greta. She's so stricken.
You mean you want to raise her consciousness? Turn her into a feminist?
If you like to put it that way. Make her understand she doesn't have to feel rejected.
I see.
At least encourage her to pick up a paintbrush. You could do more.
I do what I can.
I can't bear to see the waste of spirit.
You certainly seem to be personally involved.
Of course I am.
Are you in love with Greta?
I'm sorry. Oh, God, that's so disgusting to hear. The woman is the worst. Katya, please forgive me.
It didn't hurt much. But Stefan...
For a moment, I forgot you were a woman and I hated what you said.
Is there any truth in it?
Katya, don't. Don't. Greta is as much my mother as yours. Or nearly. Please, be my sister and understand.
I could forgive the way he mooned after Greta. Or I thought I could. I told myself he was a poor orphan, and it was natural. But I didn't want to be his sister, and there were things I couldn't bear... I knew exactly when you started seeing Stefan, Lina, and I was horribly jealous.
You can't be serious about Lina.
I'm always serious.
She's a marvelous friend, but surely not one of our kind, is she?
That's what I admire. Exactly her ordinariness, her practicality, her common sense. She's everything we're not.
Thank you.
Well, don't you know that? We're dreamy, absent-minded. She's alert, awake to what's happening. Perhaps most people are like that.
Do you want to be like most people?
Yes. Sometimes I think I'd like to marry her.
What? Have you told my mother?
Should I?
She'll be shocked.
Did she imagine I was going to marry you? We'd kill each other in 6 months.
When Stefan told me how he felt, I didn't want to work with you anymore. I was too angry and hurt. I didn't even like going to the cinema with you. Everything felt wrong. And then... Do you remember the Israeli wars? You didn't feel the same way about them as I did. Even in 1967, when everyone thought Israel would go under, and they won in 6 days. I don't mean you didn't care. You were relieved at the way things turned out, but it really mattered to me. That victory was a vindication of all the Jews who had been dragged out of their houses and killed. A miracle. For the skinny and the sensitive and the small who had been kicked about all over Europe should actually have the nerve to win a military victory. Then in 1973, when the Arabs attacked again, I wanted to be fighting with them.
News is coming in of an attack by Syrian troops across Israel's northern border, which appears to have taken the Israeli army by surprise. Some reports claim Arab forces have pushed as far south as Tiberias on the Lake of Galilee.
The bastards. They waited for the holiest day of the year.
Well, we were all in the synagogue.
Exactly.
At least they'll know where to find the soldiers.
What is the use of that if they aren't at their posts?
What will happen if they lose?
Oh, there'll be another news bulletin in half an hour.
It's horrible. We can't just let this happen. I ought to be there.
Don't be silly. What about your exams?
There are more important things than doing well in exams, Lena Kupperman. Stefan's going. Didn't you know?
But he can't. He can't throw everything away.
I understand you don't feel like going. Well, he does.
I want to help. It's not that I don't care, but...
What can a girl do anyway, Katya?
In the end, none of us went. The Arabs were turned back. That wasn't what changed. It was something else. Something in me. Something that connected to Janos going off and Mother going into hospital after swallowing too many pills. There was no sense of victory after that, only defeat narrowly averted. Suddenly Israel was one more story that might come out badly. It was a story which had lost its simple, heroic shape, as my life had. I learned a bad lesson. You could struggle, and there might be some gains, but even those gains could be lost. I wasn't sure it was worth struggling.
Hello?
Katya, I've been so worried about you. I suddenly felt you might do anything.
That's always been true.
Why weren't you at school? Are you ill?
In a way. Maybe I'll be back tomorrow.
Katya, don't give up. Please. I need you.
No, you don't. You'll go into your new world without me well enough.
What else will you do? Stay and look after your mother?
I shan't stay in this town. Don't worry.
You'd better hope and pray that you make it safe back to your own world. You'd better hope and pray that you'll wake one day.
I didn't care because I didn't want Cambridge. I knew it wouldn't have a place for me. I didn't have any money, either. But I wasn't scared about that. I just went off to live in London. My mother hated it.
Oh, that case is too heavy for you. Let me come with you to the station.
I'll manage.
Oh, Katya, you're too young to live in London. I'm worried for you.
No, you're not. You just don't want to be left alone.
Oh, Katya, don't be angry. Is it because you need to get away from
Please
me?
Please don't.
Is it that I'm such a nuisance?
Perhaps I want someone to see me, not the family I come from, to make something of my own. I'll visit, I promise.
Wake up. Just coming into Cambridge.
Oh, how's that?
Cambridge, this is Cambridge. Oh. More times, really,
I, expect someone is meeting you?
Yes.
And there was Lena. I'd know her anywhere, straight up and down like a model, and holding herself so tall, with a narrow head, her hair back in an elegant bun, a little grey at the temples. We were always different shapes. I was too rounded, fat on the bottom, so men always tried to pinch me. And my hair fell every way at once.
Katya!
Lena! Oh,
darling. Oh, it's wonderful to see you.
Lena, let me give you a hug. Oh, This must be your daughter.
I'd know her anywhere.
I recognized you from the picture on the piano.
But that must have been taken 10 years ago, at least.
It's the expression. Sort of smiling, but sad.
Goodness, Journey. The car's at the front. Where are your bags?
Everything's in this hoggle.
But you are staying for the weekend.
I'm used to travelling light.
Oh, you look wonderful, of course, as ever. I love your boots. It's out in a village, I'm afraid. Do you like the countryside?
I like hills and waterfalls and rivers. Not too keen on flatlands.
Afraid you won't find any hills round here.
There's a pond, though.
The house is pretty, anyway.
Your own drive. How very grand.
Oh, we bought this when property was cheap, and Graham put a lot of things right. I don't know what we get for it now. Here we are. Oh, mind the step.
Oh, it doesn't look much like your old home.
No. Well, Graham still has a lot of his stuff about.
So you couldn't tidy up?
The walls will look very bare when it's gone.
I'd never move if I lived in a house like this. You're very lucky. Do you know that?
I do know. That's why I'm not going to move unless I absolutely have to.
You mean you might have to?
Unless I can find about £40,000, I shall have to. It's the matrimonial home. And after September, Joni won't be living here with me. So...
I see. Graham?
He needs to get his hands on some money. This is where you'll sleep.
All the clematis round the window. I should sneeze all summer long. It's heavenly pretty. I shouldn't be able to work at all if I lived here.
Where do you live?
Rosslyn Hill, in two tiny rooms over a pub. I like it, actually. I wouldn't live anywhere else. It keeps me sane.
Isn't it terribly noisy?
Yes, it is, but the noise is reassuring somehow. I like to know I can just rush downstairs and buy a pint of milk at any hour. That kind of thing. You must plan so, living in the country. And then I like the way there are a lot of people on the street, so I don't feel lonely.
Does having lots of people around make you feel less lonely?
That depends. Lena, I've missed you so much. I've so much to tell you.
We'll talk. At lunch.
We have more than 15 years to catch up on.
The fact is, I've got rather used to keeping things to myself.
We used to tell each other everything. Well... most things.
Turn that off, will you, Joni?
Okay. I'm going now, Mum.
Do you need anything?
I'm taking my stuff for the weekend. No problems. You know, you look better. Katya, I'm so glad you've come.
Thank you.
Another glass of wine?
You don't have to go back and teach this afternoon, then.
It's the vacation.
Luxurious, really. I expect you got a lot to do with the weeks, but I can't remember when I last had time completely free.
I thought that's more or less what you were. Free. Freelance.
No one is less free than a freelance. Not to say, Paul.
I thought you were doing quite well.
Yes, well, I keep afloat. Don't worry, I'm not here to borrow money.
That never occurred to me.
It isn't unheard of in my world. Or Graham's, I shouldn't have thought.
Joni and I didn't live in Graham's world. I couldn't bear to. Up one minute, down the next. Like Micawber.
I thought Micawber ended up okay in the end.
Dickens knew better than to live like that himself.
Was he careful with money? That's disappointing somehow.
I can't see why.
No, I suppose it's only sensible.
How's your mother? Graham admires her work. I'm sorry, I have no feeling for it. Never did, somehow.
I used to hate you for saying things like that. Now she's successful, I don't have to. Although, do you know, it's quite difficult to have a successful mother, as a matter of fact.
I'd have thought it would be a help.
Introductions, that kind of thing. How healthy you are. It was always difficult. Just to have a beautiful mother. To have everyone say, when they met you, the way Stefan did, the way everyone did. Oh, your greatest daughter. You look a bit like her. What a beauty she is. How wise she is. How much she knows. How could you understand that? You didn't see anything. You didn't even see her painting. You didn't ever seem to understand what it meant to be shown at a Cork Street gallery. I remember Greta's first show. You were too young to know much, and so sure you knew everything.
Did you see the reviews in the Times, did you?
They seem to think there's something pretty peculiar about her work, don't they?
They gave her a whole page. Do you realize what that means?
I haven't read it properly.
They compared her to the 20s Germans.
I can see that must be very exciting for her.
The trouble is, you don't care about the Germans either.
Look, come and see the exhibition. I'm going up at the weekend. Things look different when they're hung. And that was when you met Graham, wasn't it? He was following my mother round, the way admirers did. I hardly noticed him at first. There were so many. And she was striding around, looking like Marlena Dietrich.
Oh, I admire those shattered faces.
I stole all those from Egon Schiele.
And I love Egon Schiele.
Do you? Ah, here are the girls. Are you enjoying London, Lena?
It's rather crowded.
Oh, Lena, this is Graham, a young Slade student. Oh, Katya, there's something I want to show you over here.
I do. Do you want to be an artist too?
I certainly don't.
You needn't sound so sniffy.
I'm going up to Cambridge in October to read English literature.
Isn't that all about writers?
Yes. I want to understand them, the great ones, the ones that are worth understanding.
What will you do then? Teach other people to understand.
Isn't that a good thing to do?
I want to do something more than just pass things on.
How can you be sure that you can do something more?
I know what I'm good at. I'm not so keen on books, but I can draw. And I can work with my hands.
You make yourself sound like an artisan.
Aye. And that's no bad thing for a sculptor.
I suppose it was exactly the difference that excited you. Both of you. But I never expected you to marry him. For one thing, he wasn't Jewish. And I couldn't believe you'd do anything your parents really disapproved of. And you were still seeing Stefan. Every night, walking and talking, I never knew what about. But something went wrong there, didn't it? He never told me what happened. And by the time you'd split up, and Graham was going up every weekend to see you in Cambridge, we'd quarreled too. Do you remember my visit to Newnham? You were so prim at first.
Don't you have any music? Let's see. It's all Haydn and Bach. Here. Jerry Mulligan. Can I put that on?
Okay, if you like.
Would you like another piece of chocolate cake? It isn't very exciting.
Have you ever tried to make hash brownies?
I'm afraid I don't have the time. Or even an oven. Not to mention the hash. Oh.
Can I put the electric fire on? I feel quite shivery. What do you do here in the evenings? Lena, don't you get restless?
There are lots of parties, actually. And I'm working hard anyway.
Mind if I look at the books on your desk? Heavens, Aristotle, Hobbes. I thought you were doing English literature.
It's for the Moralist paper.
That sounds dreary.
Does it? I enjoy it. Tell me what you're doing. Are you happy? Are you in love?
Honestly, you're so old-fashioned. If you want to know... I've been living with a 45-year-old playwright who spends most of his time high on junk.
Katya, is that really what you want to be doing?
I find him very interesting. Sexually.
Is that all you care about? What else are you doing? Where do you work?
In an advertising agency.
And do you enjoy that?
A good deal more than I'd enjoy those moralists of yours.
Moralist doesn't mean... Look, what's exciting about this week's essay?
Oh... Don't bother, please. It's like school all over again. Don't you have any kind of hunger for real life?
This is real life, isn't it? I mean, isn't all life real? Does the concept of real life have any meaning?
Oh, what does Graham think of all that?
Oh, I don't talk to him about any of it.
I sometimes wonder what the two of you can find to say to one another. You really don't have anything in common.
You mean because Graham isn't exactly intellectual?
No, I don't. I mean, he doesn't like abstraction. He is an artist.
I see. And I suppose you imagine working in an advertising agency gives you some special insight into how artists think.
Look, Lena, I think I'm going back to my room now. I feel rather sick.
Really? Oh, I hope it wasn't that chocolate cake. It was rather old.
Don't worry, I'm sure it wasn't. When I feel better, I'll pack.
But you aren't leaving till tomorrow.
You may have
We're
to go
We're invited out for
me.
7. But I promised to introduce you
I
to my friend.
I can't help it. I'm not up to it, Lena.
Oh,
told you.
Please, don't be so angry with me. Katya, I want to be close to you. Katya, open the door and let me in.
We can't talk anymore. It just makes me miserable. You've become completely English.
That's silly. I'm not just English. My parents look English, but their parents walked across Europe from Odessa. I don't understand. Tell me, Katya, what's wrong? Are you ill?
No. I just want to go back to London.
Why?
I can't see the point of trying to get on here.
Please, we used to be good friends once.
I don't know how. I suppose you've changed. Well, you'll change even more, I should think. Wear twin sets and tweed skirts soon. I can write your whole life.
Katya, please don't. You're wrong. I know you're wrong.
I don't mind if I am making a mistake. I often make mistakes.
Oh, all right. Do what you like. I can manage without your friendship if I have to. Breakfast, if you want any, is at 8.
I have more insight into my own rage these days. I was jealous, of course.
Shall we walk round the garden while it's still light?
You aren't telling me why you want to see me. Are you in trouble?
I'm always in trouble.
People who say they're always in trouble usually like it.
I admit, I do what I like. But I often don't like what happens to me. Your daughter, she must be very happy here. All the music in order. And the plants. Lovely. Other people's homes are so chosen.
I heard you set up home for a while.
Oh, yes. Sometimes I forget what I'm like. But it doesn't last.
Do you have children?
No. Just as well, I suppose.
Oh, don't say that. Joni's the best thing in my life. You must. It's such a waste if not.
It's a bit late now.
Not absolutely. Is it?
Is that a magnolia bush?
No, it's a fig tree. The leaves are glossier.
I should write poems in a garden like this.
Well, I mark essays instead. Tell me about your life.
I get through a lot of men.
That doesn't surprise me. You know, I've decided I'm a natural spinster.
Well, what does that mean?
The therapist says I'm in love with myself. It's not unpleasant. I know what I want from my life. All the work I want to do. I heard you married Stefan.
Yes.
Is it over?
We don't live together.
I see. Like me, then. Do you want to talk about it?
Oh, what is there to say? It's 5 years ago. I pursued him. I married him. I couldn't get on with him.
You make him sound very passive.
Oh, not in the least. He's the one who left me.
For another woman?
No. He just went back to his Oxford college. We weren't well suited, Lena. That's all there is to it.
I'm sorry to be so openly curious. You did suggest we talked.
Yes. It's awkward, isn't it? You know, I went back to Hungary last year, after the Berlin Wall came down. It was rather sad and strange.
I suppose everything was much freer.
Well, I didn't need a visa. I was a bit nervous going in, but nobody seemed to care who I was or who my parents were.
Must have been wonderful.
Not altogether. I had some trouble finding our old house. That hadn't changed. But a lot of people had died. Poets who knew my father. István Vós was dead. Veres, Pilinski, all gone. Well, I knew that. I went to have a coffee in the Café Gerbo. My mother used to talk about that. The marble tables were still there, and the chandeliers. But it was full of tourists. Only tourists. German tourists, French tourists.
I suppose they'll bring prosperity.
It was very hot. August. The hottest August anyone could remember. Over 100. Unbearable. The perspiration ran down my face. And I couldn't hear a word of Hungarian around me. Later, of course, I talked to people in the streets. They grumbled. People always grumble. I don't know. Everything has changed.
For the better?
I walked up Vatsy Street. There were all kinds of Western shops. Benetton, I remember. And shops selling jeans. Rather shoddy goods. Market forces, that kind of freedom. Still, if my father had died like Stefan's did, I'm not sure I would have thought it was worth it.
But it isn't chaos, at least, like Russia or Bosnia.
No. Maybe I'll write about it sometime. I haven't got it straight yet.
Are we here to talk politics?
It's hard to be direct. Can I just ask you... Don't you miss Graham horribly?
Yes, I do. But that doesn't mean I want him back.
You're so cool. Always were.
I don't want to live with anybody. I'm going to look after myself instead.
Won't that be rather boring?
People are bored by different things. There's a lot I want to do.
We learned different lessons from our mothers, I suppose.
I don't follow that. There's a lot I don't follow. You sounded very urgent on the phone, Katya. Why did you need to see me?
It's embarrassing. You see, Graham and I, we...
What do you mean exactly? We?
It was nothing to do with your breakup. He had been living in London for 3 months before we met at the party. And at first there was nothing but a few laughs and then...
Let me try and understand this. You are seeing Graham.
Yes. I'm not saying we've fallen madly in love or anything, but we're both lonely and...
Lonely?
And Graham, well, you know what he's like.
Yes, I do.
He seems to need companionship.
Oh, yes.
He said you didn't want to be interfered with, that you were never happy to share things, just wanted to be on your own.
And naturally, you believed him.
It sounded rather like what you said just now about not needing anyone.
I see.
The thing is, I don't think we're moving in together. I don't want that. We live very close together. But I know what it feels like when a marriage ends, and I couldn't just start again with Graham without finding out how you felt.
And have you found out?
No. You aren't telling me.
I don't think we could ever be happy again, Graham and I. We're incompatible. Hate one another a lot of the time. I already explained I don't like being married, but...
You're still in pain.
Yes. I had no idea it would be so bad. I don't understand it. I don't see why it should affect what you do, though.
I don't know what I'm going to do, or what he wants to do. I think we could make a kind of a life together. We're alike. If he could just forget you.
Oh, please. He's completely unsentimental about me. Always has been. If you've come for my blessing, I suppose you'd better have it.
Is that the phone?
Let's go in.
If it's important, I'll ring again.
Does Graham know you're here?
Of course not. It's not a plot.
I'm sorry. I thought he might hope you'd make me see reason about the house.
What a disgusting idea.
It could still be true.
No, it couldn't. I live on my wits. You probably think I'm completely opportunistic. There are things I've done you'd be horrified by. I know that. But I would never urge you to give up a house you love just for my convenience.
Or Graham's.
I see we have very different moralities.
Oh, I'm sorry, Katya. Really sorry I said that. I've become a suspicious old bitch. Hello? Who? Stefan? What?
It's for you, Katya.
Stefan.
Stefan? How did you know I was here? I see. I see. All right. I'll set off right away.
What is it?
It's my father. He died. I didn't even realize he was ill.
Where do you have to go?
The funeral's in Leicester. Funny, he seems to have arranged to be buried in the Hebrew cemetery.
Really? That's surprising.
Mother's upset, of course. Lena, come with me. I can't face it.
Back to Leicester?
Do you ever go back?
Not often, no. My parents used to like to see Joni when she was small. They were angry with me for marrying Graham.
And now?
It's even worse.
I dread it somehow.
Were you very attached to your father? I never saw that.
Didn't you?
I'll come. I'll drive you if you like. It's only just over an hour by car.
Lena, you are always so strong. How can you bear it? Everything that's happened.
What can you do? I'm like a vegetable, Graham used to say. I have slow responses.
One day you must tell me why you broke up with Stefan. I always felt that
you were wrong.
We'll be there before 7, won't we?
Yes. It's a slog up the A1. Let's see what there is on the radio. I suppose you admired your father as a hero.
There are no heroes close up.
I thought that was why he was in prison.
All right. When he was in prison, he was a hero. In England, you don't have to make that kind of choice.
You aren't always right, Katya. England is just like anywhere else.
In episode 2 of Foreign Girls by Elaine Feinstein, Jenny Agutter was Katya and Jenny Stoller, Lena. Leonard Fenton was Dr. Cooperman and Doreen Mantle, Mrs. Cooperman. Janosch was played by Shandor Ellis, Greta, Jill Graham, and Stefan, David Thorpe. David Barras was Graham and Elaine Claxton, Joni. The Dons were John Baddeley and Malcolm Ward, and the old woman, Lala Lloyd. The director was Marion Nancaro. In